All right, everybody, welcome to Sale Pitch. This is Keith. I am your host. And everybody wants to know one thing. What would happen if the USA happens to default on its debt and can't raise the debt ceiling? Armageddon. Financial Armageddon is going to happen. You're not going to get any more, any more birthday presents from Grandma because she's on Social Security. So here's what's going to happen. Laying it on the line. A default would trigger millions of layoffs and would put a temporary stop on, one, your tax refunds and Social Security checks, and Medicare wouldn't be funded. A national debt increase to interest payments would happen. How would the Treasury put it? The United States would be in bad shape, right back in deep economic hole, is what it's saying. Just as we're now coming out of a recession from, you know, a recession that was put on by the pandemic. So is that what they're trying to say? Who does the U.S. owe money to? Well, we owe money. We owe money to Social Security. We owe money to debt. Okay? Just like, well, a lot of people owe us money that aren't paying us right now. Number one people, you know who that is? China, Japan, Russia. Russia owes us a shitload of money, and they're not paying us anything during their war, right? So what's going to happen? What is going to happen? United States, when it runs out of money, June 1st, they said that bank account is really running out. I mean, it might, like, what happens when your bank account runs out of money? You get a bounce check. Guess what? So does the government. You get a bounce check. So the Treasury Department has been warning for months. America's figurative bank account, it says figurative now, bank account, will hit zero June 1st. Debt limit isn't increased before then. The federal government can default on tens of billions of dollars in money that they owe. So now, but we don't know what that is. They're not transparent with us with that, guys. They're not. They're not saying what they have to not pay. But this is what they are saying they're not going to pay. The default is going to trigger the layoffs. The first thing is, they're not going to pay Grandma's Social Security check. Okay? So, if you're relying on Social Security or some kind of aid, well, unfortunately, you're not getting no more money. Okay? So, anybody that's in a retirement community that depends on Social Security paying for all this stuff, well, guess what? They're not going to get any money, and nobody's going to get any money, and the whole country and the whole world's going to default. It's going to, one, it's going to get either real bad, we're going to be fighting in the street, or we're just going to cancel everything out. I really don't know what to say. It's the same thing. Eventually, you can't fall anymore. You can only fall so far. I mean, this is a question that I always ask. You can only hit the ground once, and it's over. I mean, you can fall to the ground. Once you're done, you can't. The only thing you can do is get back up. Am I wrong on that? I am not wrong on that. So that's what's going to happen. They are coming to a close on this, guys. So, all of them have agreed on a lot of things, but they're just not agreeing on all the things. And that's what the Democrats and Republicans are doing. They're just, look, there's no, they can't, if they're going to destroy the country because of their idiocy, then we need a new government. We need to overpower them and just take them all down. That's what we're up against right now. If they can't get this stuff figured out, then it's time to replace with the government that we have with a new government. And that's what's going to happen. That's our rise back. That's what's going to happen, guys. When we default, a new government's going to be in place, and I guarantee you that, okay? Because we can't get these idiots to agree on anything. And when that happens, then we need to get new people in there and start running the offices so we can get this stuff done, okay? And stop the bullshit. That's all I can say, guys. We're in. How many days do we have? We have till June 1st. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, Okay, so we have basically 3 weeks as of today, as of the 10th. We have 3 weeks, guys, to our government to figure out how to pay for everything. Or do they not want to do that? Maybe they want to screw everybody over. I don't know what they want to do. I do know one thing, and I know one thing is true, and Biden actually stated this in the background, okay? He said, we cannot continue to keep bailing out everybody in the world's problems. We can't do it, okay? And one of the things we're not going to do is what is going to troll the debt ceiling from justifying itself is get out of the situations where we're going to just start saying freaking no. I'm the president of the United States. If I was, I was the banking system, and I was the one, the Speaker of the House, saying, hey, we need to, this country wants this for this. It's like, and you know what we're going to start saying? We're not giving you shit because you're not our friends anymore, okay? We're not giving you any money. We're not going to keep giving you blank checks because you can't get your shit together, Mexico, and letting these people in here. I'm not saying we shouldn't be like that, but other countries just, they need to figure out their own humanity and figure out how they're going to justify their own country's visions instead of poor people not being able to eat and governments just taking over shit, okay? If there's no economic balance anywhere, then we're trying to figure out how to stop all the crap dependent on American taxpayers. Because I, for one, do not want to keep paying money out for countries that we're at war with, okay? I don't want to keep paying money out for diplomats and all this other shit and deals that keep going bad with these, basically, these foreign governments that, Tartarian governments is what I'm saying. We give money to these people. And we shouldn't be giving them anything. No. Brazil, you shouldn't get any money from the United States. Figure it out for yourselves. And the countries that take advantage of us, we know who, I can give you several who takes advantage of America. I'm not going to get into those, okay? But we need to say no to those countries from now on. And just no longer take their bullshit. No longer saying, hey, I'm sorry, by the way. You want to state our ground. We don't owe you anything. Americans should be being told the truth on transparency with our government, which we're not. Why are we giving this? Why are we giving North Korea money? Why are we giving South Korea money? Why are we paying for domestic products coming from China that are shit? Huh? Why do we have to pay for bonds and T-bills for foreign countries aid when they're not doing their fair share to pay us back the loans they already owe us on? We keep giving them money. Enough of that shit. Enough giving these countries free money. Enough. Enough is enough. Start taking care of Americans, because you know what? America makes enough money to pay everybody $2,000 a month for every American in America. That's how much money we actually do have. If we just cut the bullshit out with everybody else, take care of our own people first. Take care of us first, and then once we have a surplus with our own people, then we can start helping everybody else out. But the other countries like Russia, China, they're fine. They don't need our money. You know what? And these businesses like Walmart that have all these corporate debts due to these assholes, they need to start paying back the money they owe our government, Walton family. And you know what I'm talking about. They do. I'm talking about all the big companies that owe our government money. They haven't paid it back on government contracts. All right? Talk about Boeing. They got contracts they have never fulfilled for millions of dollars, and they owe us planes, okay? Millions of dollars out the window with a blank check made to these people. During World War I, World War II, all the way up to now. And none of it was paid back. And you can go down in history, and you can do all the research you want. But now they want to tax Social Security, where all the money is from? Because all that money cannot pay for living expenses, when Social Security pays for all that, guys, they will sink this country. The Republicans and Democrats can't get along enough that they will sink this country because they can't get along. That means we need to replace them then. We need a new government system. If it's not going to work because of the arguments that are happening right now, then it's not going to work in the future, okay? And that means they need to be replaced. And I will tell you, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be replaced. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming to Sales Pitch and listening to my show. But I'm in my last hours of moving, so I'm not going to be doing a real long podcast. I'm just going to do short podcasts like this for a little while on my phone. I mean, I'm interested in knowing what's going on. And the scary part is, everything's going to fold. The banks are going to fold. Everything's going to fold. Nobody's going to have any money. It's not going to be economic collapse, Armageddon. There isn't going to be no economics. It's going to be, you're on your own. Everybody's on your own. So you're going to be planting food in your backyard. Because there's not going to be anybody, nobody's going to have any jobs. Because there's not going to be any money to be loaned out. It's not the interest rate, it's just the government can't pay anything. So the government also can't pay back its debt to the banks that it owes on the leverage it has with the bonds and the treasury bills, okay? All that's got to be paid out. So it all goes. It all collapses. Every domino is going down, okay? June 1st. So all I can say is it a scary moment when they don't get along? Yes, they scare the shit out of me. They'd be scaring the shit out of you and everybody else. And everybody's like, what's going on here? Well, I know what I'm doing before the first. Because I already did it. I already got money, okay? I want everybody right now, if you're listening to my show, and if you have listened to the whole thing all the way through this point, I want you to go to the bank and want you to grab about $1,000 out of there. You don't need more than that. I'd say just enough to get you out of a weak spot when the banks don't have any money. Because your money's going down too. And the federal government ain't going to give a shit about you when they're in a war at the Capitol Hill with themselves. It is what it is. And we're going to see a lot of crap go down. So you're going to need food. So with that money, you're going to have to go and probably buy, start planting those crops in your backyard if you can. I'm not kidding, guys. We're going to be back to the 1900s if they don't get this debt ceiling done. Your cell phone that I'm talking on right now, that ain't going to be around either. Nobody's going to financially be set with anything because Small Business Administration comes from those loans. It comes from our government, the SBA. Those loans are from a banking system. That's not going to be paid out either. That's not going to look good. So next time you go sit in line at a fast food place, you're going to be sitting there for a while because there ain't going to be no workers there. Nope. You know why? Because you can't file your taxes because they're not going to give you a tax refund. And if you're not going to get paid, then I'm not filing my taxes. When they collapse, we all collapse. And when that happens, you think that anybody's going to trust the government? No, it's all going to have to be redone. It's all going to have to be replaced. All right, guys, so get ready for a whole new government. That's what I'm saying.